Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about a firearm safety and rights seminar that you recently held in Shingle House. Talk to us about how that went and what got discussed and how it was attended. Talk to us.
Well, it was an excellent meeting. I've hosted a number of these meetings throughout the district, and this one, as you stated, was held in Shingle House. And we had a great crowd. It was a great discussion of firearms rights and safety. We spoke about the Castle Doctrine and concealed carry permits and had excellent presentations by Potter County District Attorney Andy Watson and Potter County Sheriff's Department Chief Deputy Larry Goodwin. So overall, a great discussion. And I want to thank everyone who came out and thank the Shingle House Volunteer Fire Department for hosting us.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is I understand that your committee, the Agriculture Committee, got to go out and tour some facilities, go around and see some things in Chester County. Talk to us about what was going on there.
Well, the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee that I chair has been very busy. And this week we traveled to Chester County to visit a number of agricultural operations. We first stopped at Longwood Gardens. It's one of the nation's premier horticultural display gardens where we had a chance to get a behind-the-scenes look at their cultivation, research, and conservation activities. So that was a great opportunity. Then from there, we moved on to the University of Pennsylvania's PennVet's New Bolton Center. And this is a world-renowned large animal hospital and research center. The hospital treats over 5,000 patients per year, providing round-the-clock emergency and critical care as well as field service for a certain radius in that particular area. It was impressive to see their operation and to really have the opportunity to talk directly with the folks that run that facility. And it's a facility that receives state funding and is providing a very vital service for our agricultural community. From there, we moved on to Phillips Mushroom Farms, and certainly Chester County is known for their mushroom operations. We had the opportunity to visit a number of mushroom farms and learn more about the mushroom operations. And Kennett Square in Chester County is known as the mushroom capital of the world. And it was interesting to find out that about half of all mushrooms grown in the United States are grown in Pennsylvania, and about half of the mushrooms grown in Pennsylvania are grown right there in Chester County. So impressive figure, and certainly an important component to our agricultural industry. The final stop on our tour was at Hers Angus Farm and Hers Potato Chip and Snack Factory. Got to learn more about the operation of making potato chips and other snack foods, and it was interesting to talk with Ed Herr, the president of Herr Foods, and talk about all the agricultural commodities such as potatoes and corn that go into their products. This is a family-owned business that distributes its products in 49 countries around the world and certainly is putting a lot of people to work, and it was an interesting operation. And, you know, Pennsylvania is blessed with an outstanding agricultural industry. It's very diverse and, quite frankly, puts a lot of people to work and feeds people throughout the world. So it was an excellent trip and an excellent opportunity for us to learn more about Pennsylvania agriculture.
Another thing that has to do with agriculture and the committee is a piece of legislation that was signed into law recently, and that deals with high tunnels and water management plans, nutrient management plans. Talk to us about what's going on here and why this piece of legislation is so critical.
You know, farmers are up against a lot of regulations, and we're looking for ways to relieve that regulatory burden. One thing that has been a burden for farmers in Pennsylvania has been stormwater management plans. And this particular legislation dealt with the Department of Environmental Protection imposing the requirement of stormwater management plans for high tunnel structures, which really are temporary buildings used to raise produce through early spring and late into the fall. There's certainly no need to have expensive and elaborate stormwater management plans for these structures. So the legislation that was signed into law this week, Act 15 of 2018, would waive the stormwater management plan requirements for high tunnel structures. And I think this is a great regulatory relief, a measure for Pennsylvania farmers.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents. And tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.